This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The new Congress will be sworn in today, and when it is, a record number of women will be in the U.S. House. And this morning, their leader, Representative Nancy Pelosi, said it will now be very interesting to see how Republican President Donald Trump adjusts to this change in the lower chamber.
Well, I don't know if he knows how to deal with women in power, but we'll see. Let's hope for the best in that regard, because, again, it is a new day for many people in Congress and in Washington, D.C.
Pelosi is expected to be elected Speaker of the House, which will be filled with 102 female members, beating the previous record of 87. 25 women will be U.S. senators, adding two more women than the previous Senate had. A Chinese spacecraft is now transmitting never-before-seen close-range images after landing on the far side of the moon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A man who allegedly designated yesterday as Kill Cops Day in a Facebook post and threatened a high-ranking Louisiana police officer is facing multiple charges. They say Harlan Cyprian was arrested yesterday on felony charges of terrorizing, simple criminal damage to property, as well as resisting arrest. The U.S. trade war with China takes another hit on Wall Street, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Trading of Apple stock was temporarily halted as CEO Tim Cook released a letter to investors telling them that the earnings would fall short of projections. He said the ongoing trade war between China and the U.S. wound up hurting sales in that country, and they're not meeting expectations for the holiday quarter.
L.A. officials rolling out a new earthquake early warning app today. The mayor's office says it's supposed to alert people within 5 to 10 seconds of when a quake is going to hit where they are. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We know you've heard this before, but the CDC says you need to take this seriously. It's warning people to take precautions against the flu, as flu season has officially begun, and it's really kicking in several U.S. states. The CDC says the dominant strain this year is the H1N1, the same flu virus that killed 50 million people in the pandemic of 1918. This year, it's still too early to tell if H1N1 will infect a majority of those who get the flu, but a CDC spokesperson says most flu activity so far this season has been driven by H1N1 infections. Well, turning to the skies now, as the first meteor shower of 2019 will be happening from late tonight into the early morning hours of tomorrow. Here's John Clemens with details.
The most ideal viewing conditions will appear across parts of the central to southwestern U.S., and because there will be a new moon, the sky will be darker. Dave Samuel of AccuWeather tells us more.
The shower does radiate from just below the handle of the Big Dipper. The problem is that doesn't rise until late in the evening, so after 10 or 11. It's directly overhead at 2 or 3 in the morning, so that would probably be the best time to check out the shower. You know, do what you can to stay warm out there, as obviously January weather can be quite chilly.
I'm John Clemens.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Chris Farrell joins us now, Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, how are you doing?
Doing great. It's great to be with you.
Well, great to have you here. Lots happening, Judicial Watch. Thank God for Judicial Watch. My hat's off to you. Congratulations for all the hard work the team has been doing on behalf of we the people to hold them honest. What's the latest on the Mueller probe right now?
Well, it needs to be shut down, I think, is the most important thing. Enough's enough. Game's over. They're now arguing over really super incidental minor things that have absolutely nothing to do with the actual Trump campaign itself. They're resurrecting arguments about Mr. Manafort and his, you know, various criminality years and years before ever being associated with the campaign. I believe it's in its sort of death throes, but I sure wish they would get over with it and write the report and be done.
Well, as you say, I mean, George Papadopoulos, I mean, of all people, you find out, I mean, all this stuff is incidental. Mike Flynn, FBI agent said he didn't count it as a lie. Suddenly, on a technicality, there's a penalty flag on the field. Mike Flynn is bankrupt, and his life turned upside down. And now we've got Jerome Corsi, who supposedly has some sort of connection with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. But, you know, I find it quite interesting, and what I'm hearing, Chris, from my end, is people are going, wait a minute, we're hearing so much about the tentacles to the Republican Party, but, I mean, there's obvious tentacles into the Democratic Party, whether we're talking about Hillary's emails, Uma Abedin's laptop that her husband, her then-husband gets his hands on, and it's got, you know, secured information on the DNC, the penetration of information, the downloading of massive amounts of information out of the DNC. And, of course, let's overlook the connection that the Podesta brothers had with Russia. I mean, you really have to suspend reality here, don't you?
It's willful blindness. All of the, I mean, if you really want to glom onto this Russian collusion hysteria, if that's your favorite topic, you really, 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 really believe the Russians did horrible things to us, well, start looking. Your starting point is Hillary Clinton, the money's there, the contacts are there, the conduct and behavior is there. the business connections are there. I mean, you can walk it even further back to Uranium One. I mean, all of the web goes in one direction. And the side of the equation that keeps trying to be worked is, you know, trying frantically to create or find some sort of link to President Trump. And it's just, it's non-existent. It's a joke.
Well, it amazes me, Chris, how they're stepping over really criminal acts to go after President Trump. It's like a conversation I was having the other day with a friend, and I said, where was the original crime that should have been the precedent or the precedent to to having a predicate is what I meant for having the what was the predicate for having the the special investigation. And of course the eyes turn glassy and you get the deer in the headlights look, because there was no crime to ignite this. But this was all orchestrated by James Comey on his way out. Which is amazing to me. He breaks the law by giving information to a professor in order to get a special prosecutor in play. And right. Somehow and that's okay.
And then taking it a step further into the world of absurdity, then Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general who had crafted the document that supported Comey being fired, he's the one, as a fact witness, who then goes on to appoint Mueller and supervise his activities. Which, I mean, talk about disqualification and conflict, and if you wrote this as a novel, for summertime beach reading,
right.
people would throw it down in the sand and go jump in the ocean for a while. They couldn't even bother to read it because it's so weird,
yeah.
So inconsistent, and so really ridiculous.
Yeah, and speaking of Mueller, we're talking a week or two before his appointment as special counsel, he's meeting with the president begging for the FBI job, right?
Correct. So, I mean, this is just, it is probably one of the gravest abuses of both our law enforcement and intelligence services, whether we're speaking about the FBI, wiretapping efforts by NSA and others. It's probably one of the greatest abuses of those two systems in our country's history, and it's all for the purpose of steering the outcome of an election.
Yeah.
And when they couldn't steer the outcome of the election, then they decided to go after the actual administration and undermine it.
Kind of ironic, because this is the very thing that Hillary Clinton had warned, that was saying that Donald Trump was going to come after her like some sort of third world country despot who attacks their political enemies. And I thought that was quite rich, considering what the Democrats had done under the previous administration in weaponizing the IRS with Lois Lerner, the EPA. I mean, let's go down all the three-letter agencies and how they've become weaponized. And they were used to do the Democrat Party's bidding.
Look, the left is always famous for what I refer to as projection.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that they're accusing you of, some horrific, horrible thing, it's actually what they're doing.
Right.
You have no involvement in whatever this fairy tale or this conspiracy theory is that they're dreaming up. But they project it onto you as a defensive mechanism to kind of either distract or dissuade you from really examining what they're up to, and that's the great irony.
And that's a good point. I mean, for you, as being the director of investigations and research for Judicial Watch, I mean, you're watching all these signals. I mean, they're indicating. I call them as self, in a sense, self indictments. I mean, they actually come out and admit something without. I don't know if they do it by accident or on purpose, whether it's James Comey saying, oh, yeah, I did. I turned over that information to a professor, or Hillary Clinton, talking about Bleach bidding her email information and, 30,000 emails still missing. I still think at some point somebody's going to pull a rabbit out of a hat here, because some people have those. And, what concerns me, Chris, is as broad of reach of these emails and who had hands on it. I mean, including this guy, Imran, who was, you know, heading the DNC. He was Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT guy, along with 42 other congressmen. They had their all Democrats. I mean, God only knows what kind of information went out into the ether here.
Yeah, I mean, the Awan brothers scandal, Imran Awan is the head guy, but, you know, that is one of another great travesty of justice where, you know, what I believed was at some point the FBI probably had recruited them as assets to work against the Pakistani intelligence service, but that was thin cover for them to conduct all sorts of other criminality and,
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pin.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the American 19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Chris Farrell continues with us, Director of Investigations, Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, as we were talking about this whole scandal, it should have been an incredible scandal, but once again, the DNC, the Democratic Party, and all the apparatchiks get cover by the mainstream media, and this guy gets away with basically a hand slap, which is unbelievable when you are understanding of all that, you know, as you say, the Imran brothers, the family, you know, what they were involved with.
And you have to also take into account the obstructionist mentality and tactics of the Democratic leadership, who did everything they could to thwart the House Inspector General and to really impose a lot of sort of pressure or influence when it came to not being forthcoming and thorough in the Inspector General's investigation with respect to how the server was handled, who had access to it. And even Debbie Wasserman Schultz was sitting around for months after everybody else had cut loose the Imran Alwan, the main leader of the Alwan Brothers operation. Everybody else had canceled their contracts and cut them loose. Debbie Wasserman Schultz kept them on the payroll practically up to the point where he tried to flee the country and was arrested.
Exactly. And this is, this is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This is the DNC. Of course, they've been spoiled. They've gotten away with murder, as you say. Here it is. Everybody involved with Hillary Clinton, the email investigation, they get, special exemption, get out of jail cards. Anybody associated with Trump, they're being indicted and going to jail. I mean, where's the fairness in all this?
The disparity of treatment between the anointed ones, right, the special category of Clintonistas, they are given deference and passes, and they are super, super accommodating to whatever it is that whatever malfeasance that they're up to. Yet somehow, when the lens is flipped around the other way, you could have a deputy assistant something for President Trump who would, get a jaywalking ticket. I mean, the level of scrutiny and enforcement is so disproportionately out of whack between the gangsterism of the Clinton crowd versus the trumped up, I don't mean that as a pun, but really right. The trumped up charges on Trump related people. It's a grave disparity of treatment.
Well, Chris, what do you make of the federal court ordering Hillary Clinton to answer additional email questions under oath? What's that telling
finally,
us?
Finally. Yes. This is exactly what I wanted to hear. I mean, look, we're the only people, and folks should pause and think about this. Not even the FBI. We're the only people to get Hillary Clinton under oath about her email server. Mm-hmm. The only. Mm-hmm. And she had answered under oath written interrogatories or questions that we had posed to her before. And they were woefully inadequate in their response. And so we had gone back to the court and said, look, we really need straight up legitimate answers to some of the questions. And so she is going to be compelled to answer additional questions from us under oath in writing, but they're quite important, and it really has to do with the establishment of her server and how it was done, the decision to create it, the date it was done, who did it, how it was set up, and when it became operational. These are basic facts, basic details that she needs to answer. Mm-hmm. And she's dodged it so far, but not now. She's going to be under oath, and I'm quite proud of the fact that we're the only people in the country to ever get her under oath.
Yeah, when you think, the FBI, could the FBI do that? They didn't do it. They should have done it.
They punted. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That is absolutely amazing. But again, as you said, the Clintonistas have their own form of government. They're considered the ruling elite, I guess. So there's special treatment for them. And then there's the rest of us minions, I guess, that are supposed to adhere to the rule of law and be prepared to pay the full benefit of any infraction whatsoever. And when I say full, it's almost like it's not F-U-L-L, it's F-O-O-L, because you feel rather, duped and fooled into all this stuff because of the double standard that continues to exist in our country. But it is this double standard, Chris, that is dividing us, that has us at each other's throats, because, we can't get a straight answer from the queen of plausible deniability. We don't know what you're sitting there going, wait a minute, this looks like a duck, it walks like a duck. I mean, I don't know how much more of a duck you need to see here, but you can't really, pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak, with her, because we don't have her, we don't have things nailed down. And up to now, it doesn't seem like the intelligence community or, the FBI or CIA is concerned about anything that involves Hillary, whether it's this or, of course, our favorite topic between you and me is Benghazi.
Sure. And look, here's the other thing. There's many, many people out there in the country with friends and family members who are involved in either law enforcement, the military, the intelligence services, people who have routine access to classified information. Perhaps they're even government contractors working on various projects. And each and every one of them, and frankly their inner circle, their family and friends, they all know what would happen to them if they had engaged in the sort of conduct and behavior, the security violations, the mishandling of defense information. They know what would happen to them when it came to, their job, their family, their income, if they engaged in the same sort of conduct as Hillary. And because they know what would happen to them, when they see how she was treated and this past that was done, it sticks in their craw, and it won't go away. They want an answer. They want resolution.
Exactly. I've likened it to, when your kid has taken the cookie out of the cookie jar and they have crumbs on their face and they said, nope, I didn't touch it. I didn't even get close to it. You know they're lying, and it's just like, it keeps you up at night because it's not a settled issue.
So insulting, frankly. Yeah, when someone lies like that, they're basically telling you that they think you're a moron, and that's why it's so insulting. Yeah.
Right. Well, I understand that Judicial Watch has had to file a lawsuit, again, regarding the maintenance of text messages as federal records and for records of the audit of communications of former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, because the FBI refuses to release them.
Yeah, this is more insanity. McCabe obviously is beyond being up to his neck. He's up to his eyeballs in hot water for his various conflicts and misconduct and leaking and everything else. And the FBI, when you apply the same rules to them that they would have applied to everybody else, they're very cute, and they try to dodge accountability or responsibility when it comes to the maintenance and production of their own record communications.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we get put in these positions where we've got to sue them to really call the attention to the court to compel them to produce the records that you and I are owed. And it's not a mother may I, they're owed
right
to us.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing, the arrogance that runs so deep. I keep seeing the face of John Koskinen when he was being, grilled by Congress, asking him some basic questions about, the IRS and why he couldn't turn or why he refused to turn over information and all these false promises and stuff like that. I mean, there was just blatant arrogance. Hillary Clinton, there in that famous green outfit, what difference does it make anyway? I mean, that is just incredible arrogance. I think it speaks volumes about the elites that we've allowed to run amok in our government, Chris.
You are correct, because, look, like I said before, these are the sort of self-anointed, some of us are more equal than others, right? That's their mentality, and they've become very used to a privileged existence where they're not really held to account, and they're used to a separate set of rules and behaviors on their part. And frankly, that's why I love what we do at Judicial Watch, because We get the documentation, we get the records, we make them all public, we educate and inform the public about what the government is really doing. Mm. And once you have the facts, once you have the documentation and the facts, you're armed in the sense of having knowledge and an ability to go out and communicate with your elected leaders and tell them, look, I've seen the records, I've seen the reporting, this is nonsense.
Well, that's great. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chris. All the best to you.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The new Congress will be sworn in today, and when it is, a record number of women will be in the U.S. House. And this morning, their leader, Representative Nancy Pelosi, said it will now be very interesting to see how Republican President Donald Trump adjusts to this change in the lower chamber.
Well, I don't know if he knows how to deal with women in power, but we'll see. Let's hope for the best in that regard, because, again, it is a new day for many people in Congress and in Washington, D.C.
Pelosi is expected to be elected Speaker of the House, which will be filled with 102 female members, beating the previous record of 87. 25 women will be U.S. senators, adding two more women than the previous Senate had. A Chinese spacecraft is now transmitting never-before-seen close-range images after landing on the far side of the moon. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time, yes, for the counterculture mom. It's been a while since we've heard from her. She's been so busy in all her ventures and everything, not to mention the fact staying on top of all the things that all you mothers, and I'd say mothers and fathers both, the family need to know about that she stays on top of regarding our crazy culture. It has been a wild year, and what a crazy way to wrap things up, Tina Marie.
Hey, you got that right. I just saw a news flash as you were talking that now they're rejecting our Christian Christmas stamps in some post offices here. So it's been a wild year, and I think I'm reminding myself I do have to take a shower and school my children, you know, but it's like I want to keep fighting in the battle.
Well, you know, and here it is. We got a principal of a school looks at a candy cane and says, hey, that little crook down there in that bottom, that stands for J. Jesus, and the red is the, you know, the blood of Jesus, and white stands for purity. I'm going, oh, good, she's reading. You know, she understands, you know, right, a little bit about it. But let me tell you, Christmas is all around us. It's in the Christmas tree and what it represents and the three points of the Christmas tree. The tree. Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Let me really mess you up here, too. You know, so it's like, you know.
It's all around us.
Exactly. You know, whether we're talking, the mistletoe or anything, the poinsettia plants, I mean, it is all rich in history. And if you're not aware of it, in fact, I got a great book that I recommend to you. We've talked to Ace Collins. He wrote a terrific book that we've been sharing with our audience titled Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. You know, like everything you and I talk about in the culture, there are things that you need to decipher and appreciate that are valuable that you want to pass on. You know, it's heritage that you want to pass on to the next generation so that they appreciate. And when you consider, you know, and I don't know why this year it hit me more so than ever, Tina, is that considering all the holidays that we celebrate, there's none other like Christmas. I mean, 5-6 weeks of celebrating, and that's just official. I mean, if you count, Target and Walmart and all these other stores that put up Christmas decorations right at the time of Halloween, it goes longer than that. But by and large, Christmas is acknowledged. I mean, this year it's a little bit longer because Thanksgiving was a little bit earlier. So almost 6 weeks this year of Christmas to talk about it and enjoy it, you know?
I know. I love it. Well, that aspect I didn't think about before. I used to sometimes it bugs me when they put Christmas stuff, at least where I'm living here in Nashville. They had it up. It seemed like shortly after I was retiring my swimsuit for summer swimming pool dipping in, they already had they cleaned out the swim gear and they put in the Christmas tree. But I'm wondering if the Satanists are squirming in their pants because they've got 3 months to have to put up with us. All I can say is if you are a Satanist tuning in, pick our side. I'm telling you, we are the winning side. Scripture is true. It is relevant. We're in a battle, and I want you to be on the winning side because we know how it all goes down in the end. But,
it's about your very soul. I mean, that's what we're fighting for here. I mean, look at, this isn't, we win, you lose. I mean, look at, God gave us an incredible gift over 2,000 years ago. It is the gift that truly keeps on giving, that is immeasurable. And why would you not want this eternal gift that God gives to you and doesn't say, hey, look at, I need some down payment. I need some accounting of, how great you've been. He just says, hey, look at, I love you just the way you are with all your foibles, all your mistakes. And let me say, Tina and I both feel the same way. Look, because we've been there, we've done it, we've made the mistakes. And through this process, as I tell my kids, experience defines preference. I prefer God. I prefer God's ways. I experience has taught me that when I do it God's way, it goes better for me and for my family. And I love God for his grace and mercy. And I love God for Jesus, for what he gave us in, the baby in the manger these 2,000 plus years ago. And here we are celebrating his birth, appreciating salvation and God's redemptive plan for us. And for those of you that may be, down, because sometimes it's not all roses and rainbows and all kinds of good fun stuff and jingle bells this time of the year, it can be tough. I want you to know God has not given up. He still says, hey, look at, the deal is still on between us. I am still pursuing you. I want you to be a part of my kingdom and enter into your rest. Enjoy the love of God and do some great things for the kingdom.
I couldn't agree more. And I just, it is such a amazing wild ride journey and privilege to serve God. It's one of the most exciting lives. It is the most exciting life you could possibly live. I try to encourage teens when I'm traveling the country. Man, I wish I would have become a Christian earlier than the age of 16 because I was like sold out from when I first stepped foot forward in my church back in Green Bay, Wisconsin, saying I'm putting my life on the line. I'm totally Christ. I believe in who you are. Come into my life. I know I'm born a sinner. And everybody was born as a sinner. And so, when people are like, oh, I'm an atheist and I believe in God, or I used to believe in God and now no longer, he died for all of us. And we all came from the point of having to make a decision. Do we trust in God or place our faith in him or not? And so why we just bend over backwards, Bill, is that we want people to know that we've been there. We've been in doubt and wondering and questioning. But I just hope and pray that through our lives, God will continue to use us so that other people listening contemplate what is truth. Because the one thing I was talking to my friend this week about was Satanists say there is no God, atheists say there is no God, but they are constantly trying to attack the Christian faith, our rights, our freedom of religion, everything God, you know, related and Christ related, which tells me if they didn't believe in him, they wouldn't even acknowledge him. And the fact that they acknowledge him and, you know, and want to fight back tells me they do.
Yeah.
There's just a reason for it. Are they hurting? Were they abused in the past? Are they angry at God because someone close to them died? I mean, there's a reason why we choose to not place our faith in him.
Yeah,
I just don't want it to be something, you know, that's the wrong reason.
Right. Well, and a big part of this, Tina, is that if there is no God, I get to be God. You know, I can do whatever it's all relevant and relative, and, you know, it doesn't matter. There's no moral high ground. There's no accountability. But, you know, really, in those 3 o'clock morning hours when we wake up staring at the ceiling tiles, we realize that's a lie. And that's what atheists, you know, have to come to. They're going to have that moment of truth. You know, God says that he gives us truth in our spirits. It is woven into our inner being as he puts us together in the wombs of our mother. We have to really sear our conscience and go out of our way to deny God's truth. And, and as God told Cain on that fateful day, he says, look, let me break it down for you real easy. If you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, that's really the bottom line. And doing right isn't like just doing right, it's doing righteously, and that is a reflection of God's glory, his heart, his passion, and there are his laws, much like the law of gravity. You violate the law of gravity, go on, jump off the roof and see what happens. It hurts.
Yeah. You know what I want to do, Bill? Let's just, like, start a campaign here on Bill Martinez Live right now, saying our main goal for Christmas should be help save a soul. Let's save a soul for Christmas. That'll be a great present for the kingdom of God. Add another one to the list.
And keep in mind, the other thing that I'm thinking of here, Tina, you know, Mona's got such a heart for Voice of the Martyrs. And, you know, you think of these martyrs that are around the world and what they're being subjected to right now. It's I mean, you know, for us, a little minor inconvenience compared to them, where really it is a life and death issue. People at this very moment are dying for the gospel of Christ.
Yep.
And there's got to be a reason, I think, so profound, just when you go back and you consider the early martyrs of our faith, you know, after Jesus died and resurrected. I mean, what would be in these people to allow themselves to be subjected, to be harpooned on stakes to light up the driveway in Nero? The disembowelment, the persecution, the murders that they were subjected to. I mean, what is it that was so powerful about Jesus and the truth of God that would give them that kind of courage? And that courage is what's being, you know, manifested today in these martyrs that Voice of the Martyrs talks about. So, you know, by comparison, you know, you and I, you know, it's a hangnail. It's a minor inconvenience because we're so blessed to live in America that is still free, though a lot of people would not want us to be. And a lot of people, there's a number of people, I would say, not a lot of people, a number of people who would cringe and think that what we're talking about, you know, should be censored. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Tina Marie Griffin, the Counterculture Mom, after this.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Back with America's Promise, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The Counterculture Mom, Tina Marie Griffin, continues with us. Tina, I wanted to get into your naughty and nice list. I mean, you know, looking back over this past year, we had some people have been naughty. And some people have been nice. Okay, so let's take a look. Tell us. Break it down.
Okay, I can break it down for you. Now, I'm comparing this pop culture deal to the Word of God. So if anyone's wondering, well, how do you get to decide who's naughty and nice? Well, I look at Scripture. Hopefully you're not saying it like that. I'm looking at Scripture and saying, okay, compared to the Word of God, how would Miley Cyrus compare with what God wants for our children? Well, she definitely, hands down, is on the naughty list. Boo. Mm.
Yes.
We gotta pray for her though, Bill. She just moved to Nashville area. Her house burned down because of all those fires that just happened last month.
Yes.
So she's close. She's actually on my hit list to go witness to her and get her back on track, because at one point, 15 years ago, she believed in the Lord and was even professing faith in Him while walking down the red carpet. So there is hope in Miley.
Yes.
As in anybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, honestly, the reason why I had her on my hit list is because she just came out with a Nothing Breaks Like a Heart music video. It came out about 2 weeks ago, and in November. She's running from cops in it, so obviously she did something illegal. She has body parts hanging out from her outfit as she's jumping from the back seat of the car to the front. I won't give details there.
Yes.
Goes to a strip club. Two women are kissing in a hot tub. Priests are watching women who are basically almost naked dancing around, and football players are kneeling in this video. And at the very end, she, if this, as if that wasn't enough, She's at the very end, hanging, mocking Jesus, hanging on a cross with her car as taking up the cross. So, you know, it's just not something that I want to let my kids watch. I will explain to them why. And I think parents out there need to be aware that she's definitely a major influencer for the next generation, but definitely on the naughty list for 2018. Let's pray that she makes it to the nice list in a year from now.
Well, the thing is, it really is rather cheap when it comes to creativity. For the talent talent that she has, it is not commensurate. You know, she needs to, I guess, put a little bit more. But all that, because I mean, you know, that's just cheap stuff. I mean, to be outrageous and that there's doesn't take a lot of creativity, and she's too much of a talent to sell herself out like that. And that's sad. You're exactly right. She's been so blessed with an incredible amount of talent. You imagine, when she starts doing this for good, as opposed to what she's doing it for now. It's a sad commentary, and I think it takes away from her potential legacy and her brilliance as a talent. I think she's a brilliant young woman.
I completely agree, and I also wonder, who are her agents? Is she involved in cults? Because I read a lot of kind of stuff on that, and there's a lot of
even her dad. I go, where's her dad in all this?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Billy Ray, buddy.
We don't see him in his boxer briefs prancing around doing a line dance. Why is he like that? Letting his daughter do that. And then the sad thing is, because it's entertainment, it's promoted as okay, and yet if people dressed on the street like what she does in her music videos, they would be in a mental institution, hauled off in a cop car.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gives us the wrong perception of what really is going on legal and really healthy for everybody around. Even the guys transgender from pornography, you have stuff popping up in front of them. Just not good in my book. Another chick we got to pray for is on the naughty list in 2018. Tina Counterculture Mom gives two thumbs down to Celine Dion. Bill, I'm sure you saw the pictures, but she just came out with a brand new fashion line, and it's full of New World Order paraphernalia. She goes into this hospital scene in this commercial music video / deal, and these girl babies are in pink, boy babies are in blue, and 2 seconds later, as she's whirling around in that hospital room, she creates these babies to be genderless. And some babies have New Order on their shirts, their black and white shirts. And she also has a bunch of print ads that just came out with babies naked wearing devil horns. I kid you not.
Oh, wow.
So definitely her clothing line is something that I want to tell parents steer clear from. The last thing I need is a devil child running around in my home.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even funny.
I know.
I mean, what's up with that? Why would you want to bless your newborn child with something that's demonic? I mean, and somehow that's acceptable in our culture?
This stuff makes me, the headlines today, and I'm usually not shocked. So when I'm shocked with all the stuff I've seen firsthand the last 20 years, working in Hollywood, traveling the country, speaking, doing 20, 30 hours of research a week, usually headlines don't shock me. The last year... Like you said, with 2018 being chaos, I'm looking at headlines today thinking, I didn't even think that would be possible. Like, I can't even believe we're seeing this happen in front of our face. And a lot of parents are concerned and texting, emailing, and messaging me every single day saying, can you believe it's out there? We know we're near the end if this happens.
Right.
So we need to pray for these people, but obviously steer clear from their fashion lines. Crazy thing is, Bill, our kids, no matter if we homeschool them, if we shelter them, put them in a bubble in a closet, we know that our kids are going to be at some point seeing the stuff we're talking about.
It's the power of the culture.
Parents.
It's pervasive. It really is. This is why when there's nice out there, we need to celebrate nice and really accentuate it. Who's on your nice list?
But I was going to tell parents, if their kids are seeing this even accidentally, just talk to them about it. Say, hey, you were talking about Miley Cyrus. Did you see her new music video? And then just kind of have some talking points in there to let them know, here's what God wants for your life, how we should dress and why. Hey, we got to pray for Miley. And I have a ton of videos on my website, counterculturemom.com, of celebrities admitting what they're doing is wrong. The second we have our kids watch that, I've heard so many parents say, thank you for your video gallery. My kids finally see what I've been trying to tell them for 20 years.
Exactly.
So go to my website and check out that gallery.
And we have to expand the network here, ladies and gentlemen, because Facebook is still blocking, Tina.
Oh,
you know, the social media stuff continues. You know, conservatives, I mean, this is all, you know, in the wide open now. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they pick no bones about it. They don't want to allow any room for this kind of conversation or responsibility for our kids. Interesting what they might practice in their own individual homes, but yet for the sake of the almighty dollar and their own ideology, they're willing to sacrifice our kids at our expense. Thank you very much, huh?
I know, it's just wild. Now, people, if you still want to join my Counterculture Mom group page, my group, Counterculture Mom group on Facebook, you can. But just know that, yeah, a lot of my stuff is censored. So try to get in there and check once or twice a week. And then obviously download my app, Counterculture Mom app. I send out push notifications, Bill, weekly, and parents just love it. We had, I think, close to 1,000 parents, and this is a new app as of the last couple of months, that downloaded it just in the last week. So the word's starting to get out there. Parents want to be notified ahead of time. Hey, what movies are coming out? What video games do I have to know about? Because they don't have time to research. So
especially like Mattel. You and I grew up with Mattel being, you know, so, you know, I guess so reflective of our own idea of what the culture is, but now it has taken a turn, and I mean, they've gone overboard, and it's like, boy, you know, you've got to be careful what companies that you're supporting that's out there anymore. You know, you can't think of Mattel just like it was in the, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s when we were growing up. I mean, you've got the new Mattel in the 21st century America that has gone, you know, they're genderless now, right?
They're genderless. They also have, I think genderless. I didn't read a story on that, but I think I heard that from a couple of moms that were concerned. What I do know that they did, Bill, is they now are in the midst of packaging men together and women together to glorify same-sex weddings. So that just hit the news in the last couple of days. So, yes, not what we grew up with. But there is hope, parents. There is a nice list. And I was going to give you a couple of quick, nice things that are going on. Heirloom Audio Productions are fantastic. I just heard about this company about a month ago when I was at my sister-in-law's for Thanksgiving. I love what they do. I'm now a member of what they do. It's $8 a month. I believe the first week or two are free. But it's Heirloom Audio Productions. They have over 500 different types of educational audio clips. But they literally have a theatrical, like, actors living out these different scenes. So, for example, because they're so on point with history, because our textbooks in schools today are completely brainwashing kids and erasing any kind of true history from America, how it was founded, everything like that, Heirloom Audio did a ton of different research on the history of the U.S., created these amazing bring-to-life scenes. And my son, Levi, who's 8, I homeschool all 4 kids here, we just learned about Robert E. Lee. And so they have a clip about Robert E. Lee, and you can hear him fighting in battle and swords going, and he's on a horse. And it just totally brings forth the war years and even different scenes about fighting for our independence. It's fantastic. And it helps with imagination for our kids. So it's an amazing, amazing thing that I would definitely tell your get for your kids. You can download it today. I think it's $100 for even a 10-DVD series or CD series, CD and DVD. They have a Christmas special right now, or you can sign up as a member for $8 a month to get access to these 500 different audio tracks. And what I've seen so far, hands down, the best audio track company I've ever heard of in my life.
That's great. And what's the name of that track company again?
It's Heirloom Audio Productions. There's a lot of great stuff. Basically, they say, join us for history's most daring expeditions and greatest adventures, story of virtue and valor, daring and determination, character and courage, all teaching aspects that we want our kids to have, especially in this day and age, to fight against what Satan is trying to infiltrate in our culture. It's so good. Like, Levi was, he never hardly listens to audio stuff. And he's, you know, yelling upstairs the other day, can I listen another hour of Robert E. Lee? I'm like, yes, yay,
for it. Absolutely. Well, Tina, we got about 45 seconds left. Bring us home, Merry Christmas style, Happy New Year. How can people be in touch with the Counterculture Mom and spread the good word?
Yes, thank you so much, Bill. Merry Christmas to all you guys. You're fantastic. Everybody, if you can, we just put it on our website like 4 days ago. I have a brand new Hollywood Explorers 4 CD pack, 4 hours of amazing insider information from Hollywood years. Download it from my store at Counterculture Mom, and make sure you download that app, Counterculture Mom app, and stay in touch with me. You see something parents need to know about, you let me know. Merry Christmas to y'all. Go out there and make a difference in your communities.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.